You're listening to Vatican Radio. 22 years on from the cessation of hostilities between the Moroccan army and the Polisario Front fighting for independence of Western Sahara, hopes have recently been raised for a definitive solution to this forgotten conflict. The Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic was proclaimed by the Polisario Front in 1976, 1 year after Spain relinquished control of the region, while both Morocco and Mauritania moved to annex the area. Fighting continued until a UN-brokered ceasefire was established in 1991, calling for a referendum on the key question of self-determination for the Sahrawi people. This year, the UN Special Envoy to the region, Christopher Ross, has visited 3 times to discuss the peace process, while Sahrawi officials were in Rome this past week for a meeting with members of the Italian Parliament and other European organisations. During their visit to Rome, correspondent Luca Attanasio caught up with the Sahrawi Minister for Relations with Europe, Mohamed Sidati.
As you know, Western Sahara is a colonial problem, and the situation, it became quite deteriorated, mainly in relation with the situation of human rights. Mr. Christopher Ross visited the area, he visited the refugees camps of Western Sahara, he visited the occupied territories by the Moroccan, and he visited neighboring countries to give more force for this peace process, which is quite in a deadlocked situation because of this Moroccan policy of oppression and occupation, to renew with the negotiation, direct negotiation between Polisario and the Kingdom of Morocco, in order to try to move forward towards a peaceful and lasting solution of the conflict of Western Sahara, which is, we have to remember it, that is a conflict of decolonization, and the only issue and the quiet solution should be through the self-determination and the implementation of the UN resolution, which asking for a referendum for self-determination in which the Sahara should decide about their fate.
Very often it seems as if we are in the brink of the explosion of a new war or the final agreement to celebrate the referendum. What moment are we in now?
I must say United Nations are in the territory, the MINURSO mission of United Nations. They are supervising for the moment the ceasefire. They are there in the field. And I must say, of course, that since more than 21 years that the United Nations asked for a ceasefire, and they are in the territories. And the people have a high expectation from United Nations and from the world and from the international community to see their rights implemented through the self-determination. But unfortunately, because of obstructions from the Moroccan side, the situation is completely deadlocked and we are in a stalemate. This expectation, which haven't been achieved, created a lot of frustration among the youth, among the new generations, among the Sahrawi in general. Remember that it's almost 40 years this conflict does exist. Remember that more than 21 years that the United Nations are there, and their objective and aim was to implement this self-determination. In this case, I must say we are near from the war, are also the possibility to go ahead with some bold steps towards peace. So I must say today among the Sahrawi, not only desperation and frustration, but they are saying, and the young generation mainly, they are in a keen interest to resume hostility and to go back to the armed struggle. We are trying to develop this peaceful resistance. The Sahrawi people, they were very, very patient. And I must say, remember also that a lot of victims of a human rights violation, many are in jails today, many are under oppression, the territory is closed to the observer, to the international press, so and a siege is taking place in Western Sahara. The international community should work, and the Sahara, we are asking for that United Nations and the MINURSO, the mission of United Nations Western Sahara, should include the mandate of the monitoring of the human rights situation in their mandate.
You are the Minister for the Relations with European Countries, but there is no European country that has recognized your republic differently from Africa or from Asia, for instance. What do you ask today to the European Union?
We were expecting that European Union should be a part of solution, not a part of problem. Unfortunately, through two main countries like France and Spain, they are involved in this conflict. And mainly within some days, European Union are to sign an agreement with Morocco about fish, which is including the water, Western Sahara water, territorial waters, which is very, very dangerous because it means that violating international legality, violating international law, and it means that they are encouraging Morocco to continue its illegal occupation of Western Sahara and the fait accompli in Western Sahara, which is quite unacceptable. At the same time, we are sharing a lot with the European and mainly the values of democracy, of freedom, and human rights. So we are asking, and we have some relation with some civil society in Europe. We are asking Europe to be aware about this dangerous situation in Western Sahara, which is quite developing. And because the European Union have enough influence, they have partnership with Morocco, they have a close relationship with Morocco, so they should encourage a peaceful solution, not giving to the occupying power the means to continue its fait accompli. By doing so, I think Europeans are saving and are preserving their own interest in the area and supporting mainly the efforts of the UN Secretary General and his special envoy, Mr. Christopher Ross, in their mission to achieve peace in the area. The Europeans have a lot of responsibility and they should deal with it by encouraging the peaceful way, not by giving to the occupying power the means to continue its policy.
Sahrawi Minister for Relations with Europe, Mohamed Sidati, speaking with Luca Attanasio.